A meeting in Washington next week between President Trump and his Mexican counterpart has been called off. Mexico's president said in a tweet that he is the one who canceled it. Trump had suggested the idea of canceling in an earlier tweet. This tweet for tat is the latest sign of rising tensions between the U.S. and Mexico. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Mexico City, where people are stunned and indignant.
Early this morning, Trump tweeted, "If Mexico is unwilling to pay for the badly needed wall, then it would be better to cancel the upcoming meeting." The tweet seemed to double down on pronouncements Trump made in a televised interview, insisting that one way or another, Mexico will pay for the wall. That left little room for President Enrique Peña Nieto, who as late as last night, despite pressure from lawmakers here at home, had said he hadn't decided whether to go to Washington or not. But today, he said enough is enough. Vanessa Rubio Martes, an administration official, told reporters that he had canceled the visit and continuing to insist that Mexico pay for the wall is absurd.
Y México defiende y seguirá defendiendo su soberanía con mucha determinación, con mucha decisión, porque la soberanía de México no está en negociación.
Mexico will doggedly defend its sovereignty because the sovereignty of Mexico is not up for negotiation. Not long after that comment, Trump told Republican leaders gathering in Pennsylvania that both he and Peña Nieto canceled the meeting, and that unless Mexico is going to treat the United States fairly, with respect, such a meeting would be fruitless. And, quote, "I want to go a different route," said Trump. Reaction in Mexico was swift and angry. "We cannot cower before this dude, even if he is a white guy, a strong man," said former President Vicente Fox, one of Trump's loudest critics and ferocious Twitter trolls. During what was a 12-minute rant on a national television program, Fox called Trump's threats a declaration of war.
"This is not the way you treat your neighbors."
Historian and Mexican writer Enrique Krause compared the rapid deterioration of U.S.-Mexican relations to a time when the two countries were at war.
"I don't remember a crisis so acute, so serious as this one in 170 years.
Both men and lawmakers are urging Peña Nieto to make stronger pronouncements against Trump. Former Mexican ambassador to the U.S., Arturo Saurocan, says the U.S. is not looking at the big picture. Speaking on CNN today, he says Mexico may not be as mighty as the U.S., but it does have cards to play. And he insinuated that it could decide not to be so cooperative in issues as important to the U.S. as immigration and security.
"With a relationship as complex, as rich, with so many moving parts as this one, if you try and apply a chainsaw to it, you're going to end up cutting off your own foot."
That threat doesn't seem to be resonating with Trump. Later today, his spokesman said the administration is considering calling for a 20% tax on Mexican imports as a way to pay for the border wall. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.